14.
Peter, my God. John, my suspicions are true. Oh, it's good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving, friend.
This is Eugene Dietrich, to whom Dieter Dengler ultimately owes his life. Dieter wanted to surprise him on Thanksgiving.
I wouldn't be here without you, and I really appreciate what you did for me and that you followed up and
sit down and tell me all about Jay. Oh, my God. You're losing hair, both of them.
Tell me, did you have any suspicions? You had a little
bit. I had a little bit. Yeah. You don't come down here for no one telling you what it is, but by God, it's good to see you.
All right. I haven't done that too many times, but
what a turkey. It seems like yesterday that Andy and I started to take off that morning. I've said many times to people that this was a million and one shot. If everything hadn't gone exactly right, we would never have found you just step by step. We were late getting off, supposed to leave at 8, didn't get off until about noon or 1 o'clock. We came up and it was an armed recce area, which meant that you could bomb anything in the area if you thought it was enemy.
Right.
And I left Andy high, stay in contact with the Nang, and I went down on the deck. And I saw this big wide river coming out of the mountain. I thought, I'll go up that as the first shot. And again, if it hadn't been that you were right in the bend, because as you fly straight, I couldn't see down. But just where you were, there was a bend in the river. I made that 90-degree bank and looked down, and there was that rock and this nut sitting down there waving at me. And I thought that was nice and flew on, and I must have gone 5 or 10 minutes, and I'll never know whatever made me come back. But something just didn't settle right, that I guess you, it wasn't a conscious effort, but natives don't.
Hang on, wave to
wave
in
to
the
a fully-loaded airplane. So I came back, and when you were there the second time waving, I really wasn't sure of what it was. And
you know that piece of white material, you know where it came from?
The flare?
The flare. Actually, it wasn't the flare. About 5 days before, you know, I had boomed on a village and got immersed and so, and they dropped flares, and it was one of those parachutes. And I had already given up.
Well, it was on fishing nets from where I was.
Well, I'll tell you, I pulled that sucker down. I had that thing in my little backpack. And when I flew that airplane, I didn't even look up. All I could do is reach back there. That's when I pulled that white piece of material out.
I was thinking, SOS. How does it go? Does the S go this way? Or the S go this way? And I ripped my pants off, trying to lay it down. And if every so often I would look up, and you were way in the corner between the clouds. I thought, oh, God, please don't let him leave. Please don't let him leave. I was laying out his S.
And as I came back around the next time, I asked Andy if he could see anything. And that's when he saw the parachute and said, it looks like he has an SOS. So that gave us both the clue that someone was down there and the fact that you were there after 3 passes. So we pulled off to the side, and I called the Crown aircraft, which is the C-121 controller in that area, and asked them if anyone had been shot down. They said there was no Air Force, no Navy, no Marine, no Laotians, no Thai. And I said, well, insisted that someone was down there. And they said, well, it couldn't be. And a long conversation went on, but we finally got approval, and they got the rescue helicopters, 2 of them. And the aircraft on the coast escorted them in. I took the lead helicopter when they got in sight, put him down, told him where you were, and went out. Mm-hmm. And that's when he dropped his long-range tank up the river from you.
That's the first time I realized it was for real, because, you know, I was hallucinating all this time. And when I smelled that gasoline, I knew it was for real.
And he couldn't get down very low because of the mountain. And he dropped the penetrator cable down, and I saw you climbing aboard, and it was then that my heart began to beat, I'll tell you.
Well, you know, I couldn't even pull down the slip on the penetrator. I had my armpit as I was going up. The helicopter had come in, and all the trees and the bushes and the horses, the prop wash was blowing me around down there, and I had a hard time catching that. And as I was going up, I was just going round and round. They were taking off because the Viet Cong, they were shooting up at them. The guys up there had the machine guns, not only on them, but also at me, because they thought that I might be a Viet Cong.
Probably had the same idea.
Not recognizing Dieter as an American and fearing he might be a Viet Cong on a suicide mission, a black corporal on board the helicopter threw his weight of 300 pounds upon the skeleton that was left of Dieter and wrestled him to the floor. The previous day, Dieter had seen a snake swimming in the water and had bitten it in 2 from hunger. Searching for explosives, the corporal pulled out half a snake from under Dieter's shirt. It gave him such a shock that he fell halfway out of the helicopter and had to be rescued himself.
So as he started to pull away and I saw you going in and the thing didn't blow up, I gave a great sigh of relief. I'll tell you, that scared me. I thought my career would be over at that. And as they went away, well, I asked them if they could identify you, and they said that they didn't know who it was, but he claimed that he was a Navy lieutenant that had been shot down several months before. And I'll tell you, my heart gave a sigh of relief.